This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Okay, so folks, we're going to keep driving it. Regardless of how they try to censor, we're here. Wanted to let you know we're here. I got some more images I want to show some people on social media platforms here concerning the military and the military men that want you to believe that they're women. It is the sickest thing I have ever seen. You know how I've said in the past how these people get away with what they do by doing the unthinkable, because Americans don't realize there's a difference between us and them, because they think that they're our masters and we're the serfs, we're the slaves. Well, that's how they're getting away with this. They do the unthinkable because you don't think that they're capable of doing it. Oh, yes, they are. They're totally capable of doing it. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. Look at the military, friends, the Navy, the Air Force. I'm looking at a bunch of men that are dressed up as women in military uniforms. This is against military conduct and code found in the military conduct. Again, just so everybody understands, oh, what happened there? Oh, folks, well, we're going to come back on social media platforms. I do not know what happened there. That was strange. That was strange. That should come back up there on social media platforms. I don't know what happened there, but it just seemed that it just got cut off for us and from us. But if you go back there, there we are. Okay, good. By the way, friends, if you want to jump online, please do 1-866-582-9933. If those that are listening on social media platforms, it got cut off. It was just restarted again. Don't know what happened there. But I want to show you these visuals on social media platforms. This is your military. This is your military. These are men dressed up as women. Okay? These are the people that are confused. They're mentally ill. They're reprobates. And they're at war with God. They're appointed at high positions in your military. Why is it that this administration is attempting to weaken your military? Even going so far as to mandate, and you just seen this over the last week. Did you see that the high courts that play the arbiters are saying that Joe Biden's vaccine mandate for federal employees is upheld? You seen that? I'm saying two things here. Did you see that? Isn't that interesting? There's no reference to the law that says the government has the right to do it in the first place, because the people never delegated it to them to do it. So how is it that they upheld that law? Anybody understand what's going on here? Read Psalm 12:8. You'll understand. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Before, it's news.com, top left side of the page. There was a bit of a glitch there. Don't know what happened. I'm seeing the people come back on. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Lord, I mean, I got to just be transparent. Lord, it gets to the point where I've said it so many times. I guess I just... You feel for Jeremiah, who did it for 70 years. He kept telling the people over and over and over again. They gave him the bread of affliction. They threw him in jail. They wouldn't listen to a thing he had to say. And then when it happened, even the corrupt came to Jeremiah and said, "Seek the face of the Lord for me." And the Lord said, "It's too late. It's too late. You're now going to be purged through judgment." I want to back that up, because I know sometimes people just don't get that's what we do here concerning thesonsoflibertymedia.com. We back it up with all the information that's coming in, but we premise everything on the presupposition that God is, and we premise it on God's word, period. Okay? And what I want to do, purge and judgment, going to Isaiah, and I want you to see this for yourself. In Isaiah 4:4, the Lord said, going to the King James Version, and when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, his children, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. There is a book of Lamentations, folks. Bradley, that's gloom and doom. No, it isn't. I'm giving you the gospel all the way through my message. 90% law, 10% grace. What's the gospel? What's the grace? You still have the freedom to do the right thing. What are you doing with the word of God? What are you doing with the truth that's been given to you? You're the one that faith without works is dead. James 2:14 through 26. James 2, chapter 2, verse 14 through 26. Read it when you get a moment. This is happening because the people are allowing them to get away with what they get away with. Let me go back to what I started the show off with again. Leviticus 25:18. Wherefore shall you do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them? Obey me, the Lord says, and you shall dwell in the land safely. If not, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. And guess what, friends? It is happening. This is what I want to go back to now. Pedophile pandemic from coast to coast. Four more teachers arrested for sexually abusing children. We all know Joe Biden's a pedophile. His college buddy came forward and said Joe Biden prefers children over adults. And in the mainstream media desensitizing the American people by showing Joe Biden make advances and even groping women and children on the camera. Right in front of their eyes. It's my understanding, I haven't watched the filth in 23 years now. James 4:4. 2 Corinthians, starting in chapter 6, verse 17. Come out from among them, be separate. Because we have a duty before God and an obligation before God and man. I'm thinking of Romans 12:2 as well. Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds by the word of God. Right? Because we study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Right? That's 2 Timothy 2:15. But this is happening in front of our faces. And then going back to the point that I was just going to make, it's my understanding that television promotes the sodomite agenda at every given turn. If you keep my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, you shall dwell in the land safely. But look, now they're making a prey out of your children because the people leave off justice. Okay? I guarantee you those pedophiles, if they end up in jail, I mean, hopefully those pedophiles are looking to Ketanji Jackson, right, in hopes that she'll be lenient on their crimes against children as well, the way that she was with others. And she was just appointed to your high court. What do you suppose the fruit's going to be of a reprobate like that? Oh, and isn't it interesting? She thanked God that she got into that position. Apparently she hasn't taken the time to read that Bible, has she? No, she hasn't. Ooh. Well, I'm going to come back. I'm going to tip you into Hollywood, and I'm going to show you some of the kids of those Hollywood fallen stars and how they're training up their children. It's called child abuse, friends. It truly is. We're going to take a quick break again. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to get back to this. I'm going to bring you to Hollywood, and I'm going to show you what the fallen stars, notice they're in the west. Remember the star that was over the east that the wise men followed to see where Christ was? That was in the east. Of course, Satan has to mock. So we look to the west coast, and we see these fallen stars on the streets of Hollywood Boulevard, right? I'm going to show you what they're doing with their children because it's child abuse. Every step of the way. Yesterday, I had a phone call when I played this video. Okay. I don't care who the guy is. I played a couple of these. And I guess it's supposed to be cute that this guy, he's a comedian and he's an he's mocking through satire what the homosexuals and in the what they call transgenders are doing. And I know when it's satire and when it's not satire. And for some reason or another, some of you people out there already knew who he was. To me, it didn't really matter. It was sick, regardless if he was a transgender, as they call him, or not. But I'm just kind of curious, what is funny about a comedian bringing forth something called satire, right, about transgenders? Okay, God clearly calls an abomination. And somehow or another, a comedian thinks that this is funny. Now, yesterday, and I'm not backhanding anybody here. I just want to make clear. But it just bothers me. When the call came in, they told me this guy's name and that he's a comedian. And I just right away thought of the victims. And I said to myself, what's funny about that? Because if you remember right, Tom Hanks did a sitcom when I was a little kid. I don't think I ever watched one sitcom with Tom Hanks. I couldn't stand the guy. I can't tell you even why I didn't like him. But he played him and his buddy were both men that dressed up as women, and the sitcom was called Bosom Buddies. See how it starts out as a joke? You see that? And then it was in the 80s, I believe, the end of the 70s and the early 80s, there was something called Three's Company, where a man lived with two women. And he always made reference and jokes about sodomites. And, oh, and I'm sure there were several others that I could probably highlight if I thought them through. But everybody doesn't realize it all started out as a joke or as a satire, just like the homosexual manifesto that's been inserted into the congressional record back in 1987, February 17th through the 21st. That was supposed to be satire too, but everything in that satire is not a satire in any sense of the word. It is, in fact, a reality. Just like what they're doing today concerning what they thought was funny 30 and 40 years ago, now is a reality. Hey, let me tell you something. The Bible is clear when it says we are not to jest. Our conversation is to become at the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you think the Lord made light of the sin that Christ shed his blood to cover? I'm curious. Is there something funny about that? I mean, should we make some sort of satire with Adolf Hitler being responsible for millions of people on the globe? Is that funny somehow? Well, the only people you have to ask to set the record straight are the victims of these people that have a criminal mindset. And I want to bring you to the very definition of the word jest, because, again, I'm talking about this comedian right now, and I've seen others do the same thing. I don't see what's funny about it. I don't. I honestly don't. Talk to the victims and then tell me how you think this is funny somehow or another. The word jest, Webster's 1828. By the way, Noah Webster's 1828. It's second to none. When you open the page of the book, hey, Judah, for my social media friends, will you grab me that Webster's 1828 right behind me? I want them to see for themselves how when you open up that dictionary, what it is concerning the first couple pages of that book, that dictionary. I want to show it to you on social media platforms. If not, you can hear it on my audio, obviously. But what it is, it's a big picture. I'm wondering if it's this one, the one I got in my hands right now. But what it is, it's a big picture of Noah Webster, and what it says on there, friends, it says Noah Webster, who taught millions to read and not one to sin. He taught millions to read and not one to sin. Isn't that interesting? There it is. Millions to read and not one to sin. In other words, all of his definitions were lined up with the gospel of Jesus Christ and God's moral law. Going to the word jest, it means a joke, something ludicrous uttered and meant only to excite to laughter. I wonder if that's the kind of laughter the Lord wants us to participate with. Probably not, right? Then it says jest. Christianity should never be the subject of jest. No, considering the price paid, why or how could we? Because there's nothing funny about a comedian making a joke. This reminds me of the conservatives of the day making jokes about Joe Biden. Well, the fact of the matter is the joke's on you. The joke is on you. Joe Biden is the joke that's on you. You can call him all the names that you want to call him. They do not care. This shows America the reflection concerning this pathetic, treasonous, disgraceful man. It is the reflection of the American people. So the joke's on you, not on him. The joke's not on the transgenders who are trying to make their way to further their agenda, which is illegal. Folks, these people are being used as a battering ram to tear away at your laws and foundations. You need to understand that so they can make way at criminalizing anybody that stands on the side of the law. I couldn't have said it any better than the way I just said it. They are attempting to use them as a battering ram to tear down your laws, to incriminate you, and to make you out to be enemies of the state. It's exactly what they're doing. Okay? Well, look how bold they're getting now. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Boy, you're quiet today. 1-866-582-9933. Look at this. The son of Megan Fox. You ready for this? I hope you are. Megan Fox sells herself as being one of the good girls in Hollywood. There's no such thing, okay? It's a slew of filth. And isn't it interesting how these people in Hollywood act as if the world cannot wait to hear what it is that they have to say concerning the moral issues of society? I mean, these mentally ill individuals, immoral, debased criminals, more than they're not. Isn't it interesting? They teach people how to kill. They teach people how to swear, blaspheme God's name. They teach people how to fornicate, have sex before marriage, commit adultery. Everything our laws stand against, they're teaching them. And there's the Supreme Court to say that it's all freedom of speech. No, it is not. They don't have a right to break the law. And yet they're teaching the kids how to do so. And then when people go out and do what it is that they were taught, they throw them in jail. And then they become a part of this bureaucracy that makes $64 billion a year called the correctional institution. Isn't that amazing? These are the people that are leading this up. And the politicians are allowing them to do so to legislate that what it is that they mean to advocate. That's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. But the audacity of the American people. But here's the good news. We know that movie theaters are being shut down all over the place. We know that, by the way, this whole smack with Chris Rock and Will Smith, it wasn't a smack. It was a propaganda hit piece. He didn't hit him. And what's interesting is people didn't take the time to see the whole story to understand that the award ceremony lost 58% of its viewership. They needed something to get that back. Well, they got it because enough fools out there that don't pay attention to the truth of the matter. Oh, look at Willie did to old Chris. He didn't do anything to him. They're actors. They're actors. I'm getting off base just a little bit. But here you go. Yeah, that's right. They used to be called penitentiaries, right? To bring forth what? Penitence. Isaiah 66, verse 2. That's exactly right. And what brings penitence? Well, if you're truly sorry, it's the knowledge of your sin. God's moral law. Romans 3:20. That brings about that repentance, right? Penitence. Isaiah 66, verse 2. Psalm 34, 18. Psalm 51, verse 17. Read it when you get a moment. I'm going to come back to these fallen stars, and I'm going to show you, friends, how the best Megan Fox is training up her son. It's called child abuse. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A governor in eastern Ukraine says far fewer people were willing to evacuate after a missile strike on a train station killed dozens Friday. The governor wrote on Telegram that nearly 600 people were helped by volunteers to escape the province. Ukraine's state railway company said it was trying to evacuate as many people as possible. 52 people were killed in the missile strike. 98 were injured. A surprise visit for everyone in Kyiv.
You're looking good. Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to see you. What a fantastic to see you.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the capital city. Johnson's pledging military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles and new anti-ship missile systems. He already promised an additional $130 million worth of high-grade military equipment. Zelensky called on other Western leaders to follow the UK's example. This is USA Radio News. Two men were acquitted of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 24-year-old Daniel Harris and 33-year-old Brandon Caserta walked while the jury deadlocked on 38-year-old Adam Fox and 46-year-old Barry Croft Jr. Former federal prosecutor Patrick Miles tells television station WZZM that he was surprised of the outcome, considering that other co-defendants got plea deals.
When you have two of their co-defendants who were cooperating with the prosecution because they had pled guilty, and you have undercover FBI agents testifying, usually that should be sufficient to persuade a jury, but in this case, it just wasn't.
Fox and Croft remain in custody as the government decides whether to have a new trial. The major indexes on Wall Street ended the week on a low note. They also remain down for the year to date. The Dow down 4.5% for the year, the Nasdaq off by 12%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Yeah, don't. You guys on social media platforms, you guys are thinking, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get to this. I was just highlighting. I'm just going to highlight a couple of these, but I want to show you what child abuse looks like, okay? So let's go over to Megan Fox. Megan Fox is allegedly one of the good girls in Hollywood. Give me a break. Folks, again, just keep in mind, people are turning away from Hollywood. Finally. And, again, that was the whole reason for Will Smith allegedly, which he did not slap Chris Rock, because they've lost their ratings 58%. That's why they did it. When are people going to catch on? By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. So Megan Fox, the best that Hollywood has, okay, that sewer of filth. Megan Fox on protecting her son Noah, 8.5 years old, from schoolboys. Why? Why are they bullying her? Because her son is wearing a dress. Megan Fox protecting her son Noah from school bullies who say boys don't wear dresses. Wow. Megan Fox has previously opened up about her eldest being picked on at school for wearing dresses, her little boy, encouraging him to be confident no matter what anyone else says. I mean, folks, really? They're grooming their own children for pedophiles. They are literally grooming their own children to be sacrificed. But again, it should come as no surprise, friends, considering the source as to who these people are and what it is that they mean to share with the world. I wanted to go over, and I'm thinking of this right now, and I'm thinking of Matthew 4, verse 9, and Satan said, just so you understand that these people are willing to sell everything they have concerning their souls to that of the devil for all the attention that they can get from that world. It's a spirit of Antichrist. And what is it? We're to beware of it as Christians. The love of the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eyes. It's a spirit of Antichrist. They have sold themselves to the Antichrist. And they claim to be the best that Hollywood has. Boy, I'd hate to see the worst. But again, notice how Satan mocks everything that Christ does. Remember when Satan himself had the impertinence to come to the Christ who was driven in Matthew 4. Listen carefully. He was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. Boy, I could go off on that one. Isn't it interesting how when people say you're tempted, it's the devil? No. The Spirit of God drove Christ to be tempted in the wilderness. It's to strengthen us, not to weaken us. Okay? The Bible says clearly in James chapter 1, I believe it starts in verse 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he's tempted that he's tempted of God, because God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man, but every man is drawn away of his own lusts. And when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth what? Death. Okay? The Lord is strengthening us in the Holy Ghost to overcome temptation. Read the Lord's Prayer. Okay? 1 Corinthians 10 also comes to my aid. I'm not going to go there right now. Okay? So we just heard from that of Megan Fox on protecting her son, Noah, 8 and a half, from bullies, school bullies, who say boys don't wear dresses. They don't. This is a crime. Okay? Let's go to the next one. What about this one? And if I say her name wrong, forgive me, all of you worldlings, but I haven't watched none of this garbage for, like I said, 2 decades. The son of Charlies Theron. Did I say that right? Okay. The son dressed up as a girl. You ready for this one? Okay. So Charlies Theron shared a photo of her transgender daughter, Jackson. See, this is, again, why they're losing ratings like mad. Because they have no... There's no credibility with these immoral reprobates, folks. They shoot for the floor. And that's exactly where they were going. Okay, but I want you to listen to what this woman says as she's raising her son to be a woman. She said, this is what she said, and she said it, okay? My kids were born who they are, and exactly where in the world both of them get to find themselves as they grow up, and who they want to be. No, God's already decided your gender. She said, it's not for me to decide. She said, I grew up in a country where people lived with half-truths and lies and whispers, and nobody said anything outright. And I was raised very specifically not to be like that. I'm raising 2 beautiful, proud black African girls, and I want them to find themselves and not necessarily push my ancestry on them. Wow. She's ashamed of herself for something she didn't do. Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing, isn't it? Hey, folks, if you think the Bible is clear when it says that the sins of individuals, they are responsible for themselves. I'm not responsible for the sins of the Father, no more than the Father is responsible for the sins of the Son. We're accountable for the choices that we make, Deuteronomy 30:19. Okay? But she wants to go ahead and blame herself and all the white people, and she doesn't want to lay her ancestry on the white people. Well, it's interesting that they're here in America partaking with the blessings that God has bestowed upon them. It just shows you the confusion, Daniel 9:7, and why are they confused? That's why. Okay, so we have the son of Naomi Watts. We have the daughter of Angelina Jolie and Brad. Folks, they're just some sick people, man. That's what they are. Gwen Stefani, the son, dressed up as a girl. This is child abuse. Where's the law? Where are the law enforcers to come in and say what's happening here is way out of bounds? Well, I got to show you one more thing here, and then I'm going to play an audio video, and I want to try to get the whole thing in, concerning the 87 politicians and others that have been exposed for their crimes. Remember when I told you, hold me to what I said? I'm going to show you their faces, and I'm going to give you their names, and I'm going to show you why this is being advocated in this country, because whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Whatever's tolerated at the bottom, the top will keep doing. And that's why we're dealing with it today. But I'm going to show you 87 politicians and others that have been exposed for their crimes against children. Who's fueling that narrative? Before I get to that, I want you to see this on social media platforms again. Pedophile pandemic. It's a picture of Joe Biden with his arm around a little girl. Of course, she has a mask on, right? They got to keep up pretenses. Fiend pretenses, might I add, false pretenses. And it's interesting that they used a picture of Joe Biden concerning the point that they were making. Of course, because it's being advocated for. But I'll tell you what, when the blowback comes, oh, by the way, here's some good news for you. The blowback is coming to the likes of Disney and Hollywood. And I'm telling you what, those that are laying for kids, you got more blowback coming than you even know. I seen a Mimi this morning, it showed a picture of a lioness, and it had one of her cubs. And it said right on the Mimi, it said, leave the children alone. And I want to make clear here too as well, we're not asking you to leave the children alone. We're not asking you. We're not asking for the corrupt Supreme Court or the high courts in the state to decide what the laws clearly condemn. We're not asking you as to what a definition is when it comes to what a woman is or what a man is. The Bible is already clear. I made them male and I made them female. God made that decision a long time ago, and we're going to hold to it. That's just how it is. And we're not moving from it by the grace of God. So, I just showed you the picture of Joe Biden. And I showed you all of what's going on concerning Disney. I showed you some of the military pictures on social media platforms that you cannot make up. It's just as sick can be. Now what I want to show you is I played this yesterday, but I wanted to get to it today again. And I wanted to highlight this concerning Joe Biden. I want to be candid about what I'm about to share with you, and I'll show you the video on the other side, and you'll hear it as well on audio. When I first seen the video of what I'm about ready to show you concerning Joe Biden and how he was completely ignored by all the people in that room, it shows you as to how much of a stooge he is. And how he's being used, because when they don't need you, they kick you to the curb. That's what the devil does. He's always done it. That's not what the Lord Jesus Christ does at all. Right? He says, none are able to pluck them out of my hand. He holds them close. He keeps them hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. They are his peculiar people. Right? I'm thinking of Psalm 91. I'm also thinking of the book of Peter's, 1st and 2nd Peter. But when I first seen the picture and the images of Joe Biden wandering around in the People's White House, my natural inclination was, oh my goodness, man, I really feel bad for that guy. And I would be the first one to walk up to him and talk to him because I felt for him. But I just instantly was quickened by the Holy Ghost to remember to show no pity on people that advocate the crimes that disgrace has been advocating for decades in this country. He's a liar, he's treasonous, and he is a criminal from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. But I'm here to tell you, friends, even the bad guys don't want to be seen with Joe Biden. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Please consider supporting the Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com, in keeping us out there. We had some tours set up next week for Ohio and Tennessee. Things didn't quite come together in Tennessee the way that we wanted them to be. We're canceling it, and we're pushing the kicking the can down the road just a little bit concerning that tour. But keep us out there, friends. Every month we are literally somewhere different, preaching the message of intolerance towards crime because we are a blood-bought people. Let's put this into perspective. Offend, Webster's 1828, means anything that offends the Most High or contrary to God's moral law. Okay? Let's get over to this. I want to show you this video. They want you to believe that this is what was voted in by the American people. Even his subordinates didn't want to be seen with him. I'm going to show this to you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Folks, a disgraceful and wicked man is what resides in the American people's White House, our house, not his. He's a liar, Proverbs 19:9, a man guilty of the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. He's evil and immoral at every given step that he takes. Okay? And all of America and the world knows it to be true. He's an embarrassment to what this country is in every way possible. See, this is a man loved so much by the 80 million people that we were told voted him in, right? By that of the Mockingbird CIA-controlled media, that 86% of the American people don't trust, This is the guy that has to use our military to defend his unlawful position against those same people that allegedly voted him in. Yet he remains there day by day, warring against who we are under God, and the people sit back and do nothing but make jokes about him and his criminal administration. Now, the fact of the matter is, again, and sad to say, the joke is on the American people. And what the American people are doing while they're laughing is they are pulling judgment to their front doors, Amos 6:3. And it's very true what John Calvin stated long ago when he said, when God wants to judge a nation, that's what he's doing here, he gives them wicked rulers, and here we are. Read Leviticus 26, verse 17. Okay, now what I'm going to show you is Joe Biden at the People's White House. This is another controlled opposition operative. Regardless of what you think, it's true. I mean, some of the most common sense things that have taken place in this country and how they're not believed by this individual, I don't know. I don't not like Tucker Carlson, but I'm also not stupid. He's getting paid millions of dollars to parrot the things that he's supposed to parrot. Remember the things and how many times this guy's flipped on topics concerning the American people. Because he all the while knows that if he gets too far out of line, he's going to lose his job. His job is to support his golden calf, his sponsors, just so you know. And that's what they do. But let me get over to this, and I want you to see this. This is Tucker Carlson's piece on Joe Biden. And, again, the embarrassment that the American people tolerate in this country and why, I know
not. Most unpopular person in virtually any room he enters. If you doubt it, watch this. This was the scene at the White House today. Take a careful look at this. You've never seen anything like it.
He's lost, friends. He's lost his mind. Nobody's telling him what to do. There's no teleprompter.
That's the President of the United States.
He's aimless.
Shunned. Nobody would talk to him. So Biden wandered off looking vacant as a crowd formed around a former president, Barack Obama, who was obviously deeply grateful for the attention. And then it got worse. It got much more poignant than that. Watch Biden try to horn in on the conversation swirling around Obama. Everyone involved in that conversation, including Kamala Harris, who supposedly works for Biden, ignored Biden completely. Biden desperately tried to get Obama's attention. He puts his hand on Obama's shoulder. He even calls him Barack, like they're friends. But Obama blows him off. He acts like Biden's not even there. Ask yourself if you have ever in your life seen anything
Joe Biden's not there. That's the point. He's an empty suit. Americans need to be concerned of those that are controlling these men over your lives. These are just the actors, the clowns in the circus of politics. John 8:44. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? So there you go. There you go. So I'm just teeing it up, and what I want to do is I want to bring it back to something I said, and I meant what I said, and it's true. And I want you to see this concerning the children that have been violated by politicians that have been charged and prosecuted for pedophilia, crimes against children. Again, we're not pulling punches here, friends. And I want you to see it for yourself, and I want you to hear it for yourself concerning those that are advocating the things that they're advocating. If you're on social media platforms, pay attention to the details, because this is starting concerning the crimes against children. They're not killing them. They're molesting them. This is all coming through what you call representatives in this country. Americans, the list that I'm about to reveal should come as no surprise as to what is taking place in your country today. It explains why we have seen that our said representatives are continuously bearing forth corrupt fruit. For decades, we have known of this corruption, and now it is all coming to the light. Friends, for the record, a corrupt tree is not going to bring forth good fruit. It is, without a doubt, going to bring forth corrupt fruit. Scripture is clear. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and is cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. No matter how many different ways or methods these people try to put themselves up as the righteous, the Lord will and is bringing into the light as to who they really are. Now, before we get into this list, let me remind you that these are the same criminal politicians that have advocated sodomy, homosexuality, pedophilia, even trying to sell pornography to the American people as free speech. We have, in part, 87 politicians, corrupt politicians, might I add, that have been exposed for their crimes against children. Illinois State Representative Keith Farnham resigned and was charged with possession of child pornography and has been accused of bragging at an online site about sexually molesting a six-year-old girl. These are your representatives, folks. For the Arkansas Party, Harold Moody Jr. was charged with distribution and possession of child pornography. Radnor Township Board of Commissioners member Philip Ayer resigned from his position after being charged with the possession of child pornography and abusing children between 2 and 6 years old. Activist and BLM organizer Charles Wade was arrested and charged with human trafficking and underage prostitution. Texas attorney and activist Mark Benavides was charged with having sex with a minor, inducing a child to have sex, and compelling prostitution of at least 9 legal clients and possession of child pornography.
Wow.
He was found guilty on 6 counts of sex trafficking.
Wow.
Former mayor of Stillwater, New York, Rick Nelson, pleaded guilty to 5 counts of possession of child pornography of children less than 16 years of age.
Wow, this is crazy.
Former mayor of Hubbard, Ohio, Richard Keenan.
Why are they making a prey out of your children? Because they're guilty of it.
Your old girl. Former mayor of Randolph, Nebraska, Dwayne L. Schute, was arrested and charged with 4 counts of felony third-degree sexual assault of a child and 1 count of intentional child abuse. Former mayor of Dawson, Georgia, Christopher Rice, was indicted on the charges of aggravated child molestation, aggravated sodomy, rape, child molestation, and statutory rape of an 11-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl.
They like those boys, don't they, folks?
Party leader for Victoria County, Texas, Stephen Jabor, pleaded guilty to possession and receiving over 500,000 child pornographic images.
And yet this is the stuff they're promoting, friends, that leads to these crimes.
Was arrested on charges of sodomy and sex abuse in a case involving a 15-year-old boy. And when the alleged victim declined to testify, the judge dismissed the case. Andrew Douglas Reed pleaded guilty to multiple counts of second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor.
Okay, so folks, if you're on social media platforms, I just gave you the link. There's about 11 minutes left of that video showing you name upon name, line upon line concerning the 87 politicians. This is a couple of years old, too, by the way, so how many more can we add to that lot? Talk to you in a day and 23. See ya.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.